that we were shifting into a visual era with the waterfall display. Can you go deeper into what you mean and the implications this has on a ham radio?
Yeah, I think that's...
This is Cecilia Kacik, the former state senator who represented Greene County. You are listening to WGXC ACRA, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Victorian-era Valentines of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge.
Mayday, mayday, the earth is shaking. Who gonna save the babies from another bloody Sunday? I'm singing mayday, mayday. They love me or they hate me for my skin color, but you say I am your brother. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they come to set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Begging, please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a strong God. Yeah. We need the real God. Yeah. The God with the resurrection power from the grave. Take away the hate to heal the human race. Yeah. We need a. We need a. We need a. We need a strong God. So we need a. We need a. Say mayday, mayday. They said the climate changing, the poor people in the cold. But you keep preaching to their soul. But we don't leave till everybody's free, and we won't sleep till everybody eats. Until lives matter more than ties matter. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they're gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a
strong God.
Real strong, yeah. We need a
real God.
Yeah, yeah. The God with the
resurrection power from the grave. To take away the hate, to heal the human race.
See, we need a.
We need a.
We need a.
We need a.
We need a strong God. So
we need a.
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 Let's go.
We want justice. We want change. We want peace and no more pain. To be equal, to be free. Martin's dream is what I need. We want justice. We want change. We want peace and no more pain. To be equal, to be free.
preach the gospel. Be the gospel.
My country, tears of thee, sweet land of liberty. When will we finally see? We need a strong God. Yeah. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on our knees.
Oh, not
heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. Cause we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God. The God with the
resurrection power from the grave.
Yes.
To take away the hate,
yes.
To heal the human race.
So we need a, we need a,
we need a,
we need a,
we need a strong God.
Mere, mere,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mere, mere.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're at a bright side somewhere. Whether you intended to be here or you just arrived here accidentally going through the dial, we're just glad you're here and hope that you will stay with us for a while. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, and WGXC.org online. Yes, you can get us anytime. And I'm here with Mr. Randall Martin, our comrade, our colleague, our brother, our friend, and can't do this without him. So good morning, Brother Randall. How you doing today?
Good morning, Sister Kim. How you doing?
I'm feeling well today. Thank the Lord. Thank God things as well as they are. Listen, we just hours away from a new month. I'm excited about it. It's the month of spring. It's spring in time. We'll be all right, right? Just come on in on time. That's all I'm asking. We can go for another 3 weeks, but just give me spring. Oh, yes. I love it. I love it. So we are here to spring into action to bring you music with a message for the mind, the body, and the soul. Yes, and then I'll come and I'll share with a little thing that's on my mind today. Starting out with, we need a strong God. And I'm so glad that we have the strongest God, El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Yes, beloved, our God art in heaven, hallowed be his name. And that was a project, Strong God. It was given to us by Mr. Kirk Franklin. He's been out here for a while doing his thing and taking gospel music into new heights. Every time he comes up with something new, it's a new height, and we're so glad about it. So snaps and claps to Mr. Kirk Franklin and family. We also have for you today on our lineup, Press by Miss Miranda Curtis, beloved. Yes, we need to do that press. We have Still by Mr. Brian Courtney Wilson, and we're going to still press, and we're going to be still where we need to be still. Sometimes we have to be still and seek God and wait on God, right about that? And then we have a selection from Mr. Anthony Brown called Enough, and we also have Promise Keeper by Mr. Israel Halton, and Promises by Forest City Worship, featuring Joel Barnes and Lauren Scott. Then we have another one for you. Yes, by Mr. DeMarcus Kelly. And I think after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary. So we're going to get ready to get this inspirational music moment going with our next up selection, and then you'll have six songs back to back, 32 minutes all of music made for the mind, the body, and the soul. Let's hear this start off with Miss Miranda Curtis and Press.
No justice, no peace, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace.
Troubled on every side,
Sometimes I don't wanna try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in, give me a second wind. Lord, with your help, that I cannot be denied.
Admittedly, I can be anxious at times as I consider the challenges I have to face. Like when I work to get ahead and still fall behind, I start to wonder if I was meant to win the race. Striving to do things right, and when things go wrong, tempted to hide. But this time I will be still. This time I will be still. Thankfully, it's hard for me to keep feeling this way when I consider who is on my side.
The Lord is my help,
walking with me every step I need to take on the desperate days and the long dark nights. Oh,
24/7, he never sleeps.
Thank you, Father.
And when I remember, he brings me
must obey the words that I speak and bow down to my faith, because I've got a work to do and I'm gonna see it through. God showed me the way and I'm choosing it today. The mountain has to move, the mountain must obey.
So don't you about you. Your smile, your personality, and looks too is what makes you such a gift to those who love you. By the time that this is done, I hope you realize how incredible you are in God's eyes. When he made you, I can tell he really took his time. And don't you dare say that it's over until God says that it's done. You still have a life to live. You still have a race to run. And with each step, keep moving forward, and he'll be there for everyone. And whatever
love.
Yes, beloved. He is a promise keeper. And that's I will. That's me dropping things. I will worship. Yes, I will follow after God, the Almighty, the El Shaddai in heaven. Hallowed be his name. Promise keeper. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist here at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. You're listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere. You hang on in there. We're going to come back in a little minute with our spiritual social commentary for this week. And we continue with music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. I pray that the words that you hear today will minister to you, encourage you, and help you through as we continue this journey of life. Yes, we'll be back.
God for nations.
I don't always understand, but you give me peace. I don't always have a plan, but I always failed me before, so I trust you all the more. I lay my will at your feet. Yours is better for me. Yes, I'll obey, do whatever you say. So say yes, heart say yes. Always, yes, I'll trust you forever. So say yes, heart say yes. Always, yes, I'll trust you forever. It's not always easy. Whoever said it would be, and I can't always see it, but one thing's for sure, I know you're looking out for me. Yes, the work you began in me, Father, I know you will complete. So you lead the way, I'll say yes, come what may. I'm empty, please feel me, I'm yours. And so heart say yes, always yes, yes I'll trust you forever. So say yes.
Yeah.
Yes, beloved, my heart and my soul will still say yes. Oh, yes, I'll say yes to God every day. Well, beloved, I want to say thank you, first of all. We've been in this 10th anniversary pledge drive and have 15 new sustaining partners, the last notice I got. So thank you for coming on board, being part of the WGXC family, and for your financial support and contributions. In addition to those sustaining partners, we have one-time donors, first-time donors, even donors and sustaining partners who have increased their giving from last year. So in the midst of this pandemic, we still continue to thrive. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. I want to acknowledge that on Friday, WGXC had their 10th anniversary celebration. 10 years ago on February 26th, started out at the Catskill Community Center. And that's where they celebrated on Friday night. I wasn't able to be present. I had a Zoom Bible study going on. But I am delighted and honored that I was nominated by among our peer group of programmers and hosts and producers of shows. Our show, Brightside, was nominated for the anniversary award. Didn't win, but it was an honor to be nominated. So thank you for your support. And it's encouraging to our hearts to know that people are being blessed by what we do. Yes, and we're blessed because of you. So as we continue this pledge drive, wrapping it up on today, I want to extend an opportunity to you. If you've not yet been able to, give a consideration to sending us a gift and helping to be part of the financial support of WGXC. This community radio station is like none other anywhere I know. I have the privilege of bringing to you some of the best voices in gospel music that you don't hear on regular mainstream radio. So, you know, if you want us to keep doing what we do, then we need you. All right. And I also, you know, look at what's going on in our society and give my spiritual social commentary. You don't get that anywhere else either. So if you want to keep on hearing what you hear and let me share what I share, then I ask you to support our station owner and management. What we do is volunteer. We get no remunerations for our time and efforts. We do what we do because we believe in you. We believe in what we say. We believe in what we do. And I hope it blesses you. Anyway, how do you participate? You can send a donation in to Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. Wave Farm is the parent company of WGXC, and that is Post Office Box 13 in Acre, New York, 12405. You can also go to WGXC.org online. Yes, you can. And hit that donate button, and you will find WGXC is ready to receive whatever gift you want to share. All right, so you can do that. And you can also call in. I think there'll be someone there today to answer those phones. And if you'd like to call in a pledge or a donation, you can call into 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400. So with all of that, you know where we're at, okay? Let us know where you're at. If you can, help us out. It's the 10th anniversary. You can send us a $10 donation or become a $10 a month sustaining partner. That would be amazing and awesome to us. And if you can even do more, oh my God, God bless you for that too. All right. So, okay. Now let me see my spiritual social commentary for today. Well, I don't think that I can get past this moment in time. The big hoopla out there was the golden calf, Well, he wore shorts in this depiction of this erected statue to show his golden calves. No play or pun on that one intended, huh? Well, there has been an uproar for some in the social media world that I hear, I understand. I haven't really taken time to look, but my quick reference to Google said so. That there's been a lot of derision about this golden statue that appeared at CPAC in Florida this past weekend. And that there was a lot of reference made or comparison made to a golden calf that appeared in the Bible in Exodus chapter 32. And it talks about when Moses was up on the mountain in that chapter and, you know, he's communing with God. The people have just been set free from bondage. They've been under bondage for centuries and being told what to do and who they are and where to go and what they can have and not have. And so now they need, you know, direction and instruction on how to live as a free society. And so he's up there with God, Moses is, and God is telling him, giving him the Ten Commandments and, you know, giving them some guidance and some laws that they can govern themselves by. And so while Moses is up there, you know, the people get a little antsy. And in Exodus chapter 32, you'll find these verses. It says he took what they handed him and made it into an idol. Aaron took what the people handed him and made it into an idol. If you think a little deeper into the meaning of that verse in contemporary times, that the people took what they handed him and turned it into an idol. My God, those 70 million votes, they took what the people gave them and turned it into an idol is the way it translates to me today. And then, you know, in verse 7, it says, well, before verse 7, it says, and when Aaron saw this statue, he built an altar and announced, tomorrow we're going to have this celebration, this festival to the Lord. We're going to have this festival to the Lord. But, you know, when we get to verse 7, it tells us what the Lord had to say about it. And the Lord said, they've been quick to turn away from what I commanded them and have made themselves an idol. Everybody who say they doing something in the name of the Lord don't mean that it is the name of the Lord that they're doing it in. And the Lord has something to say about that, beloved. And the Lord has something to say about this. And we're going to hear from the Lord. Trust and believe. Okay. In 1 Samuel chapter 8, there's a story about a prophet that came and, you know, he gave a message to the people. He'd been ministering to the people and guiding the people and directing the people. But the people didn't want to have none of it. Amen. They wanted what they wanted. They wanted the kind of leader they wanted and the kind of leader that would do what they wanted to have happen for them. And so this prophet goes to God and he's very distraught about what's going on and the rejection and the rebellion and the stubbornness and the stiff-neckedness of the people. But God speaks to the prophet and says, listen to the voice of the people and all they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me. Oh my God, beloved, we have to be careful in looking at what's going on today. And is that really what we're doing? Is that really what we're doing? And listen, these were people that were called by God. These were people that knew God. These were people who had a relationship with God. But yet, because they were being driven by what they wanted and rejecting what God wanted, and God said, you know what? Let them have their way. Beloved, I tell y'all, it's time to pray. It is time to pray. You know, there's a reference to another statue in the book of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar was a king, and he made this statue of himself. And God had him growling around on the ground like a werewolf, like a beast of the field. This is not the first time this has happened, beloved, and not the last time. Because when we get to the book of Revelation, chapter 13, and you know what? I'm almost out of time. I'm going to have to deal with that next time. I'm going to have to deal with that next time. But beloved, amen. You might want to take a look in the book. That's all I ought to say. Revelation chapter 13. These are serious times, interesting times. It's time to seek God. It's time to pray. I don't know about you, but I have strong feelings about taking prayer out of school. They took prayer out of school in the 1960s. The biggest problems we had was spitting in the hallway, running in the hallway, and putting gum under the desk. Now what do we have? Listen, it wouldn't hurt. It could only help. But that's not all that we have to do. We got to get up off our knees after we pray with the instruction and direction that God gives. All right. I said I'm running out of time, and I am. But tune in next week, because we have more to say about this. And that is my spiritual social commentary for today. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. God is good and all the time. God's got an answer. God's got a plan. He don't want us to be ignorant, though, of the adversary's devices. So let us stay tuned and check in. Take a look in the book. It's all there for us. And we're going to come back with this message, this song, Hallelujah, the message to minister to the mind, the body, and the soul. This is B.B. Winans saying free. Yes, beloved, we're free. Be blessed. Now, gotta know the promise keeper. You'll be free. All this tyranny and all this stuff. That's wow. Yeah. Yes, we can be free. I go by the name of Mario Winans. You ready to get up out of here? But before we do, I want to say to you who are celebrating birthdays this month, Happy birthday as we leave February and turn over into March. We'll be back on Tuesday with the Tuesday Afternoon Show. Hope you'll join us with our special guests and conversation, Brother Martin Randall, Mr. Alan Skerritt, and myself. So looking forward to that. Remember our 10th anniversary pledge drive. Right now, you can still participate in how you can send us a donation of support to Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405, or wgxc.org/donate. Till we speak again, remember never to forget the bright side. The sun still shines. There's a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. You hang in there. God bless you.
But I know that he loves you and there's no love.